Good. Okay.
No, no, we don't hear. Rav Asaf, we don't hear.
Now you can hear me. Thank you. Last year we discussed the etzem machlokas in religion of chachamim within Tuma Vatara, within Safik Tumrishas Hayachid about Bika, what we call Safik Bia, and we analyzed the different shitas. I just wanted to summarize, taking that back to chametz, right? What is that? How does that connect to chametz? What do we mean when we say suffik ol, suffik lo ol? You're not sure if the mouse went in or not. Right? So this depends a little bit on what bika was, of course. But one shita, what were the two basic shitas we saw in suffik bia? Either steak sveika or a suffik without suffik, whether you're even in the same place. So one derech, if you take the derech of steak sveika, then you could say, what is the case of suffik all, suffik lo all, So there's two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. One mahalchim in the Rishonim is to say that's also sveik sveika, right? The Balamor is very explicit. It's a, how's it a sveik sveika? Suffik all, suffik lo all. You have to add a factor in order to make it a sveik sveika. So one mahalach is that it's a sveik sveika. Obviously, that mahalach is assuming that the bika is all about sveik sveika, right? Sveik sveika, that would go with whoever said bika sveik sveika, which might try to say that this is a sveik sveika. How is it a sveik sveika? One example is the Balamor. Says the Balamor, you have to have no kibta. Two houses. No, suffik ol, suffik lo ol means a continuation of the previous line. One of the previous line was that there were two houses. A mouse has chametz. It maybe went in, maybe didn't go in. Even if it went in, it only went into one of the two houses. You only own one of the houses. So that's sveik sveika. Maybe it went in, and even if it went in, maybe it went into the other guy's house, not yours. Okay, sveik sveika. The Tosfos Beit Parrot has two pshatim as to how it's a sveik sveika, but one of his pshatim in as to how it's a sveik sveika is... not so hard to write the button, is it's a cheder hasamach levayis. What you're talking about is you have a cheder that is next to a certain house. The mouse might or may not have gone into that house, even went into that house, maybe it did or didn't go into your cheder. That's very similar to the bika, right? Maybe went to the field, maybe not. Even if you went to the field, maybe went to the toilet, maybe not. Okay, so then it's a sveik sveika. Very, very similar to bika. Another possibility, he says, which the Ravid also says, the loss of the Ravid here in the Kasav Shem, that's obviously the Balamor, is a little unclear because he makes it to a sveik sveika. Of course, once it's one suffix, it's always a sveik sveika for him. Because the chap of the Ravid is, if it's the kind of suffix which is much of bedikas chametz, it's also a sveik sveika. If it's the kind of suffix which is also bedikas chametz, then it's chochzak as a chiyu bedika. And you never get the sveik sveika, the Tosfos Beit Parrot, and the Ravid on the Balamor says let's call it the Kasav Shem, right? Says that how is it a sveik sveika? It is safek achnasa, safek achila. It's a sveik sveika because it's a safek, even if he brought in the chametz, maybe he ate the chametz. Tosfos Beit Parrot follows the derech of Tosfos, then until now we're talking about a kikar gadol, it's too big to eat, and which some people read in the right, but also, suffik achila, meaning kikar katan. He says, now all of a sudden we're talking about a small loaf. A small loaf is a steak sticker, maybe he brought it in, maybe it's such a small piece, maybe he ate it. It's steak sticker like bika. The comparison is that it's a steak sticker.
But like, it's different than Tishin Sibur, right? And we're saying this is a dimmi yuchel of bika.
No, so it's only a dimmi yuchel of steak sticker, not specifically like bika. So, okay, let me take that back. Why does that specifically like bika? is just an example of Sphinx Vega, right? So what's the comparison? The comparison, what is the comparison? What's the comparison to Bicca? Okay, correct. But it's not Be'etzem such a good comparison, because one of the Sphinkos is something going in, but the other Sphinx may or may not be the same. So what is the comparison? The comparison is, says the Balamor, it's just that it's also a Sphinx Vega. Sphinx Vega in Tumor B'shul Yachid is a Machlokes Tanaim. Sphinx Vega in Isurim is Mutter L'Kuli Alma. Just that, it's a Sphinx Vega. Shemutter B'Isurim L'Kuli Alma. Just that, it's a Sphinx Vega. Shemutter B'Isurim Makuliyama. We're just saying it's a case of Sphinx Vega. We bring a case of Sphinx Vega and Toma Vatara, because there happens to be more folks that know about Sphinx Vega and Toma Vatara. But we're not really learning much from Toma Vatara. We're just saying, just like Sphinx Vega by Toma Rishna Yachid is Machlokes Tanaim, Sphinx Vega by Esser is Machlokes Makuliyama. The Tosfos Peretz has one daya. This is a Machlokes in the Ri and the Riva. But at least according to the Riva, you could say that it's just a Sphinx Vega Shemutter B'Isurim L'Kuli Alma. Right? Or you could say what he quotes in the Riva. No, this is mamish similar, because he says the Riva holds like the, I think I pointed it last time, I hopefully put on the board, the Riva in Tosfos Peretz was the same as the Rashbam. I think I might have put that on the board last time. Either I did or I didn't. Do I have the board? Okay, I don't have the board. But is the same as the Rashbam? He says, whether it's one suffix or two sfeikos, meaning whether we consider a different, like a border to make it a different suffix. He says here also, it's mamish the same. It's the exact, here he says it's really the same. It might be much like Kuliyama. He says it's a real comparison. It's really the same. How so? Because it's a machlokes tanaim ha'em chashiv kesafet echad. You can see this here also. Let me say this a little better. Better, maybe here also. Okay. Let's just say like this. What's the comparison to Bicca? So the Balamor, etc., say it's just that it's a Sphinx Vega, which is Mutter B'Isurim L'Kuli Alma. The Riva wants to be a little more clever. The Riva in the Tosfos Peretz says, no, it's really the same machlokas. It's mamish the same machlokas. Why? So he makes no kid, he says, you saw the mouse in the chatzer, you don't know if it went into the house or not. Is that called a suffix, or is that not called a suffix? Here, you see, I'm not... Let's get the lasho for a second. Give me a second. Here he is. It's definitely here someplace. Here we are. Says the Tosfos Peretz Parrots Rebosai. He quotes a Riva, an interesting Riva, who says, Odom Riva, the Mishab, Lebegad, Lebega, Pierce Rashi, etc. Bechim by his name, to Yenis, Ba'arba Mechitzos. Chazinan shenichnas b'chatzar, I think that's what it's coming off. Chazinan shenichnas lechatzar, says the Riva, same achlokas, why? It works at least for the cheder sabach l'bayis. I'm not sure if he's saying it also for the sabach achila. You know the mouse is in the chatzar, right? You don't know, let's say at least for the bayis one. You don't know if it went into bias and then cheder, right? Maybe also if you don't know if when to buy it, then ate it. But so that's exactly the machlokas. Do we call this two sveikos? Maybe it went into one place, then maybe went to another place within that one place. Or so it's only one suffik where it went, right? Exactly. According to Chachamim, this is suffik echad, and according to Eliezer, this is a sveik sveika because he is machshiv the heker mechitzos, right? See what I mean? Sorry. He's machshiv borders, right? He gives significance to borders. Okay, at the very least, is what he's saying. It's very clever. He's saying, no, it's not the same machlokas. You have one suffix or two stakeless. I think this would be saying everyone agrees you need two. You need. Everyone agrees you need to shame us. What counts as a shame?
So, Rebbe Balmar says that you're in touch with the middle, and it's also the same as Vega. But according to Rebbe, you can have the Bidikin for the Rabbanan.
Correct. Bidik, or at least Bittel for the Rabbanan. Correct. He never then goes and explicitly says, and then what would be? Right. My impression is based on what he says earlier. He would say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're pater from Bittel. According to the Chachamim, you're chayim and Bittel and pater from Bittel. That's my impression. Okay. The other possibility is that it's a suffik echad. Right. The simple shot is that it's a suffik echad because just as suffik all suffik global, we have to add an okimta to make it a double suffik, and that would work for. That might work for the deos who say that Bika is also one suffix. So if it's a suffix echad, then what? So here it gets. We're going to have to speculate just a little here. If it's a suffix echad, then what? Then. The Rach and the Rambam, they don't say it's a suffik echad exactly. If it's a suffik echad, what are we learning from? So one possibility is that suffik echad and maybe, right? Why are we comparing it to Bika? So maybe Bika is also suffik echad, right? Sveik sveika, this works. Lamanda Omar. That Bika is a sveik sveika. Maybe here it's a suffik echad. This works better than Lamanda Omar Bika is one suffik. Could you squeeze it in? You know, works better, right? Works better. Could you theoretically say this is a suffik echad and that's a sveik sveika and we're comparing it anyway, loosely? Yes, but, you know, not so attractive. Works better for Lamanda Omar. That Bika is suffik echad, just a different kind of suffik. So if this is a suffik echad, then what do we learn from Bika? So one way to say is that we learn that just like in Bika, we hold like Chacham, everyone agrees we pass like Chacham, and it's Usr. Maybe here also it's Usr, right? That is probably the Rach and the Rambam. The Rach and the Rambam, neither of them say exactly what the case is, but the Rach is pretty clear. Suffik ol, suffik lo'ol. He doesn't add anything, right? Sounds like it's only one suffix. The Rambam also sounds like it's one suffix, right? They don't add okimtas. So the Rach and the Rambam say, what do we learn from it? We learn from it that just like suffix bia l'chumra sham, kach suffix bia l'chumra kan. Okay, that's the exact equivalent. You don't need anything fancy. It's mamish the same case. You might have had a havmina suffik be as more kal, like all the others we've shown him. Kamash one suffik be as not kal. You might have had a havmina that's there's a kula by suffik bia. Kamash one is no kula by suffik bia. You have to add something.
Right, but in terms of someone that's well, why is adding something to it?
Okay. you're saying you could say the Rach and the Rambam is also two sfeikos because everything in the sugya also has a suffix achima. Right. The problem is then you'd probably have to say everything else in the sugya. Meaning, to say until now was a kikar gadol, and now it's a kikar katan, that you have to say. To say there was always a suffix achila all along, just all along we were machshav. So why all along were we ever machshav there was a suffix achila? You'd have to answer that up. So you're right, it's not impossible. But then you have to explain, if it was a suffix achila all along, why were we machshav and teisha tzibur? Right, so it's, you know, you're right, Amtim Salomar, the Ein Safek Achila, for whatever reason. I don't mean there's no Safek Achila, but we're not mocked to the Safek Achila. But, because otherwise you're going to have to explain Tisha Tzibor or make a weird Okim that they should have said. Okay, so that's, you're right, maybe, right? Who else? But many. We all saw all the answers why we're not. There's no suffix achila. Two shurim ago or so. So, for example, Rashi says Rashi treats this as one as you know one suffix here. Well, Rashi's not 100% clear, but okay. Let's go back to Rashi for a second. Says the Ramban in Bava Basra also quoting Reina David here and Reina David and the Chibshiran. The Rambam also starts out this way, then he just throws in that there is another suffix, right? So, says the Ramban, Rabbi David and the Ran, basically, the Ramban school, right? The Rambam also starts out this way. He says, really, this is one suffix we make along, and then he throws in it's also a sveika, right? But, you know, he lets that in. The Ravid is masking to the Smara, even though he really thinks that you can call it two sveikos here. But he's masking to the Svara in the Hasagos on the Balamor. What do they say? They say it's only one suffix. If it's only one suffix, right? But they say differently. They say, Chayav Livdok. And they say, Potter. It's one suffix and it's Potter. It's not an exact equivalence. It's one suffix and it's putter. It's not an exact equivalence. Ah, how can they learn one suffix is putter if we pass like the chachamim? So the answer, at least for the Ramban and Rabbeinu David, excuse me, is that, well, in Rosh Hashanah we'd be makel, so too in Darabanans we're makel. Right? And really what we mean is just like Lekuli Alma suffix bia is Tahor Bishusarabin, which is not their discussion. Kach, the Kuli Alma, Safik Bia is Tahor Ibdikas Chametz, which is only Tarapaman. Okay, that's what we're learning. Okay, the Chidush Ran throws in something else. You might have thought that whatever is that. Oh, okay, let's start with this. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu David and the Ramban say. But I think there's something more to it here. Let's just point out, what's the point? This is Suffolk Bia. Why do they Dafka Suffolk Bia? If they just want to prove Suffolk Rabban Lakula, then why do they bring Dafka the case of Suffolk Bia? I think you have to add something here. What you have to add is, remember the Sheet of the Ramban and the Ravid and the Chidush Ran and everyone else, at least the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. So why are we makel here? Because it's only the chumra when there's a suffix that you actually have some connection between some item that might be chametz in your house, where you have no connection in the first place. Then they were metakin on that suffix, which is exactly the svar of our realized by suffix bia, right? And there's why dafka suffix bia. I think you have to sort of add something here, right? What's the comparison? The comparison is, right? The yesod of the comparison, the yesod is that just like suffix bia is a less grounded suffix l'inyan shitas Reb Eliezer betoma, so too the inyan, and what they say is we convert to sarab. They want to find a technical comparison, but I think what they mean in the lumdus, the inyan bedika al hasafik nitkana. This is bedika al hasafik nitkana. I think that's the ikker comparison. The ikker comparison for the Rabban and Rabbeinu David is the anchor comparison for Rabbi Amin David is that Safek Bia is different. Why are you quoting Safek Bia? I think everyone's quoting Safek Bia and Safek Echad here to teach you something special. For the Rach and the Rambam, it's that even though some people think Safek Bia is more makel than regular Sfeikos, you should know it's not. And for Rabbi David and Rabban, even though some people think Safek Bia is more makel than regular Sfeikos, you should know it is. In Safek and Rosh Yachid, we don't pass that Safek Bia is more tahor. We pass like the Chachamim. But we see Safek Bia as a qualitatively different kind of Safek. It's a Safek without a connection. So we have the Paskin in Tum Vatara. There's Safek without a connection is Tomei anyway. But if Dikas Tomei, if we pass the Safek without a connection is Tahor. Why? Because Allah Safek Niskan, as long as there's some connection. When there's no connection, there's no Allah Safek Niskan. So I think the one is very sharp. Again, the word they say is, oh, we compare it to Sarabis. They want to find a technical comparison. But if in the end look at how they explain the whole Sugya, they explain the whole Sugya. It was Niskan Allah Safek, but not on the Safek Allah. And that's what they mean. They mean that we're learning from Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in Toma that shows an unconnected suffix, which we end up not caring about in Toma. But we do care about that from Bidikas Kamei. It's because suffix Niskan as long as there's a connection. But if there's no connection, then it wasn't Niskan on that kind of suffix.
Why is that different than suffix? Meaning, I don't know if it was coming to Shrav. I don't know. Why is that different than if I
brought? Because in Tisha Tziburin, we know a suspicious hefta came into this house. The stam chiv of bedika. Why? Because we know there's chametz in the house all year long. We just don't know if it's still there. We know there's a normal house. People bring everything in the house. We just don't know what they did with it. Okay, that's a suffix with a connection. And a chanami. There's no chiv of bedika in a makom she'en regil lachdas bo chametz. Oh, you might have, but there's no connection. According to the Shita, correct. According to the Shita, absolutely. Within the Shita, obviously, there are different Shitas in the world. But that's exactly the Shita, meaning you're not asking a kasha of what would the Shita say. You're just repeating the Shita. Exactly. Okay, great. Okay, the Chnizhiran says it a little differently, but maybe we'll leave it for now. I'll just point out, there are some who don't explain themselves very well. Rashi assumes we'd go Lakula here to the Safiq Rabban Lakula, right? But doesn't explain exactly what the connection is, right? He doesn't say, is this a fake snake? Is this one suffix? He just says, over here, came in Dikas Chametz Rabbanu Ketanei Lakula, and Tosfos says that we should be makel because of Cheskas Batuk. The only difference is, right here, we're not exactly sure, you know, we showed them, we're not exactly sure what they say. Says Rashi, Dikas Chametz, Pater Lakuli Alba. Nishon, let's call it Safek Darabanan, even though he says Talina, let's assume it's the same. And Toso says, Bidikas Chametz, Pater Lekuli Alma, Nishon Cheskas Baduk. The only difference between them is that Rashi thinks that works in the Gemara, and Toso thinks it doesn't. Right? Rashi says, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, oh, here Lekuli Alma, it's Mutter. He doesn't explain why. You can make up whatever you want. And Tosu says, no. That's what the Gemara means. He says, meaning, like Al Hamor, and the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu David, and the Ravid, and the Ran. And Tosu says, remember that was blue and green dots like three shirim ago? That's not what the Gemara means. Meaning, Tosu is like the Rach and the Ramban. Just, he cleaned up Tzarchiyah. Tosfos says, the Gemara means it's us or here like there. Just, it shouldn't be in Tzarchiyah and Tzarchiyah. Rashi says, no, like all the other Rishonim. That the Gemara means it's Machlokas there, but everyone admits it's Mutter here. Okay, but neither of them explain exactly what the nature of the comparison is. And for Tosfos, the comparison is, funny, if I was Tosfos, I would have just switched to Rashi. I would have said, here the Kuliyamat's Mutter, and that's what the Gemara meant. For some reason, Tosfos thought the Svara was that here the Kuli Amitz Mutter, but the Parshanut of the Gemara meant that it's also here according to the Chachamim, and then left to Bitzarchion. I would have preferred to just move to Rashi. And Tosfos didn't know there was such thing as a Raif and a Rabban, the Chnisha Rabban made double to move to Rashi rather than leave Bitzarchion. Okay, but that's Tosfos' business. Okay, I think that's all we want to say before we go on in the Gemara, if there's not any other questions. Yes?
Rebbe, if I'm correct,
saying the same thing, but like, you saw before the Green Club is saying that like the whole discussion, you need to be in the rice on one of the bodies. So once you get into the realm of being a suffix in the bodies, so then we're going to say that even the Torah is doing chayav. But here the question is that is this considered to be in the makom where we're going to say this is not a suffix or not? And from the Green Club, we see that in a chayav, if you're in the shushyachid and the suffix are fine. But here, you're not even in that location.
I think you are saying the same thing. You're just specifying a little more. Okay. Okay, good. Let's go back to the Gemara. We have an hour to do an Amud of Gemara, but there's a lot of technicalities here which I don't want to get too lost in, even though you certainly could. Let's go to the Gemara. There's a whole bunch of weird cases, right? I mean, they don't start out so weird. Let's continue in the Gemara. We're in the middle of Daf Yudam and Aleph, right? All of Badak lo Ashkach. You saw the mouse bring it in. There's no suffix whatsoever, but you searched your house and didn't find anything. Plucked it, Ramir Rabbanan, Ditan, Hayur Rabbeir, Makhuldav Shemachezkas, Tomaliolum, Tumaso, Achival, Tumahechon. Chamar Bodak, Achmigil, Sela, Olakarka, Besula. Okay, Machlokas, if you don't find anything, Machlokas are in the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, sorry, Rabbeir says, anything that you know there's Tumah stays Tumah until you find it. Even if you look a million times and don't find it, it stays Tumah. Well, the Chachamim say, as long as you search till you get to the bedrock or the virgin soil, then you know it's Tahar. Oh, there used to be Tumah. So it must have disappeared somehow. An animal came and ate it. Who knows? You know, it's obviously gone. Meaning, can you trust your Bedikah that it's not there anymore? Machlokes are mayor in the Chachamim. Okay. And most people, Paskin, like the Chachamim, that we trust your Bedikah. The question that all the Rishonim are bothered by here is, what's the Havamina that is machlokas remaining the chachamim? Like what Vermeer say, by Tumah, you know there's a dead body. You search, you don't find the dead body in this field. What does Vermeer say? Still, Kohanim can't go to the field. Hopefully, Tyrus can't go to the field. But by B'digas Chametz, what's Vermeer going to say? You search, you didn't find Chametz. The chachamim say, we trust you that there's no more Chametz. It was eaten. Vermeer says, we don't trust you. So if we don't trust you, and then what? Then you have to search, you already searched. Like, practically, how would Rabbi Meir be machmir in B'dikas Chametz? So that's an interesting question. Practically, how would Rabbi Meir be machmir in B'dikas Chametz? Right? Again, all bazak v'yashkach. All bazak v'lo ashkach. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, we assume it's gone. It's gone, meaning potter, right? You don't have to do anything. Fine. It's gone, meaning you're yotzei bedika. Yotzei yedei bedika. Right? Yotzei yedei bedika. Says Rav Meir, nope. Choshesh. We're choshesh that you missed it. It's still there. And therefore, what? And so what? What are you going to do? You already searched. Searching again won't help. Rechoshe, somehow you missed it. It was in a way that couldn't be found. So what? I mean, he doesn't say, so therefore leave your house and don't live there anymore. That's ridiculous. So here, for Rashi, it could be that Rashi could get out of it, because what does Rashi say? That even that everyone... what does he say? At the end of Gabriel's Chametz, you learn Meir, Meir, Achbar, Achla, Bedikas Chametz, Rabbanan. That we were never really serious about Rav Meir and Bedikas Chametz. Okay, no one likes this because our gear to the Gemara has Machlokas, Plutad Rav Meir, Rabbanan. Then it's not really Machlokas. Says Rashi, maybe Rashi's an answer. Rav Meir is Model Lechachamim. It doesn't really answer the question, so it avoids the question. It doesn't answer the question. What would Rav Meir say about Bedika? Theoretically, I don't know. But we avoid the question because Rav Meir actually doesn't have an opinion about Bedika. But it's Docha because it says Plunta. Okay, what do the other Rishonim say? Practically, so what? So, who says that? Tosos. Tosos and Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalava all say the Nafkamina is Bittel. Right? Okay, maybe that's the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, now you have to do Bittel. After all, you can't do Bedikah. You already did Bedikah. It's not going to help you. to do Bedikah again, but you can do Bittel.
So it, does the Bittel then become D'oraisa now? Whereas generally it's Rabbanan and after Bedikah?
L'chora, yes. Let's just come back to that in a moment. One second. What? Well, because we don't know what Rashi would say about it. You're saying, because l'chora Rashi would agree. They have two bits because it was all made because it's Rabbanan, right? So it's also meduyik that way from Rashi, you're saying. Okay, but Rashi's not necessarily, because the next question. What is Tosfos and Rabbi David and the Maran Chalava all say? Chayiv Levatel. But then they ask a question. The question they ask is, isn't that Bodei Kesarich Levatel anyway? Like, what's enough meaning of being Chayiv Levatel? That's why I'm not running to the... Well, every Bodei Kesarich Levatel. If you're going to say, but in the Mishnah, Bodei wasn't Kesarich Levatel yet. This is not the Mishnah. This is what's called the Stamat de Gemara, right? The last generation of Amoraim, who just say things without putting their names to it. Right? And the Stamat de Gemara, it lived, right? Whoever wrote this lived, you know, 300 years, let's say. I don't know exactly. Hundreds of years after Rav. They all knew how Bodei Kesarich Levatel. So what's the Nafkamina, right? The numbers. 1, 2. Kasha Dimimela Habodeg Sarashi Vatel. And here's where Rabbeinu David says it's a very weird Nafkamina. Nafkamina is you have to bitl midaraisa, because Habodeg Sarashi Vatel is only midrabbana. That's enough. Everyone agrees you have to do the exact same thing. So Nafkamina was Doraisa Grabbana. That's a little dachuk. Says Rabbeinu David. Nafkamina. Delafi Reb Meir, Sarach Levatel, Midaraisa. Okay, the easier answer is, if you're willing to make an assumption, what Maram Chalava says. Tosos doesn't say this. What does the Maram Chalava say? Which, I mean, David obviously disagrees with Chedushi Ran Mufurish disagrees. He says, Habodeg Suyeshe Vatel is your first Bedikah. Here, what's the case? The case isn't that a mouse went into your house before your first Bedikah. Then your whole house is dirty anyway. Is that you're ready to bedikah, your house is clean, and then a mouse went in and all bodak for lo ashkach. So in that case, we never made a takana to go to Yivatel for your second bedikah. We never made such a takana. So he says no. Nafkamina le hansaris levatel bechlal, if you have to do bittel at all. Because Kitakanas Habodeg Sarach Sheyvatel Shayach Rak Lebdika Rishona. Meaning that Takanas Habodeg Sarach Sheyvatel once. You don't do a bittel when you do a second Bedika. So that's the Machlokes in the Chachamim. For the Chacham, you don't have to do a bittel. For a mayor, you do have to do a bittel even on the second Bedika, even though it's not part of the Takana. Okay, this is a machlok. I mean, David obviously disagrees. Can we say Habodeg Kesarich Levatel? Habodeg Kesarich Levatel once? Or Habodeg Kesarich Levatel and every Maisa Bedikah needs a Maisa Bittel? I mean, David obviously holds every Maisa Bedikah needs a Maisa Bittel. That's the footnote. So he holds it to Shermans explicitly. Maram Chalava says, no, Habodeg Kesarich Levatel once. A second time, Habodeg doesn't have to do Levatel. But according to Rav Meir, you have to do Levatel. It's Nerchoshesh that you missed it. Okay, there are a few.
Could you explain their differences? Because once you're Levatel the first time, and then you know there's something going on, your first bittel is worthless because you were mevatel on a false pretense. Now you have to come back and be mevatel on the truth.
No, you're mevatel on the truth the first time. The first time was before the mouse went in. You knew everything there was to know, just that circumstances changed. There's nothing mistaken about your bittel, just that circumstances changed. That's the chiddush, the Maram Chalava. That bodek only serves mevatel once. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Maram Chalava. You don't have to agree. But that's the chiddush of the Maram Chalava. Okay, so let's just look for a second at some of the other answers. What are some of the other answers? What does the Ramban answer?
Never stop checking.
What?
Never stop checking.
Exactly. Yivdok pam achar pam. Okay, this could lead to OCD, this Ramban. He says, according to the mayor, you have to check again. And if you don't find it, you have to check again. You just have to keep checking until you find it. Okay, this is a little tricky because, like, and what if you never find it? You have to keep checking your whole life? It's a little, and says Rabbeinu Dov, he says, that's not true. Even the Chachamim say you have to check well until you get to the bedrock or the virgin soil, right? No, you checked well. Like, what's the point of checking again? You checked well. So he says this Ramban is very strange. You don't want to be OCD and say you have to keep checking until you find it because that's ridiculous. Okay, could we maybe teach up the Ramban? Maybe, if you want to say, he means like Tosu Bein parents. But I don't know. You know, let's put a question mark. Could it be that he really means like Tosu Bein parents? He doesn't say it. But what does Tosu Bein parents say? Tosu Bein parents gives a very nice answer. Says, what's enough being a Rabbi Meir? If you already checked, what are you supposed to do from now on? Rashi says, he avoids the question. Tosu says, do bittul. The Ramban says, check again, which the Rabbi Meir says, ridiculous, you already checked once. Right? What does Tosu Bein parents say? He says, no, when you checked once, you only checked the Makom Shemachnis Bo Chametz. Right? The Chori Bias Ha'emtzayim. Now, the Nafkinah for a mayor is you have to check, not you have to keep checking. You just have to go back and check all the Chorin Elyonim and the Chorin Tachtonim. Right? That, the first time you only checked, that's an assumption. The Komos Shemach Nisim Bahem Chametz. Right? That's his assumption. So the Nafmina for a mayor, Lefira Mayor, Chayav Livdok, Af Chorim El Yomim Vetachtonim Vetchuli. He doesn't say Chuli, I'm adding Chuli on his behalf, hopefully accurately. He says, the first time you only have to check Mokim Shemachnis Mochametz. Ah, what's machlok? Because Chacham say if you didn't find your makom shemachnis bo chametz, good enough. And Rabbi Meir says no, you have to go back and check even makom she'ein machnis bo chametz. That's a good nafkamina. This is controversial. Let me just mention the last answer before we get to why this is controversial. Says the Chiddush Aran. He says there is no nafkamina for bedika. How can there be a nafkamina for bedika? There's nothing more to do. Rather, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that there's no nafkamina lebdika. Nafkamina im matzo lechem be mahalachachag. Betochachag. What if you find bread during Pesach? Lefi chachamim, it's mutter. Dinestama matzahu. And the fear of mayor, it's usher to ulai who hakikar shehichnis ha'achbar. That's enough kamina. There is no enough kamina for bedika. How can be enough kamina for bedika? You already did bedika. The enough kamina is if in the second day of Chol HaMoed they find a piece of bread and they don't know what it is, for the Chacham, we trust that I did a good bedika. So that piece is gone. So why am I finding Chol HaMoed? It's what I lost during Pesach. Aslina Basar Basra. Remember? It's the most recent thing. For a mayor, no, there's one hidden piece in the house somewhere that you always have to keep in mind. If I find anything, it might be that hidden piece that it's usher. Okay, why did everyone not give Tosu Bein Peretz's answer? Just tell me. Why didn't all the Rishonim give Tosu Bein Peretz's answer? It seems like a reasonable answer. What? Because they disagree with his assumption of lechatchila. I hope that's what you said. Why did the other Rishonim not give this answer? Some of the other Rishonim are explicit they don't believe in this answer of Rabbeinu Peretz. Like, for example, the Ravid explicitly disagrees with the Rabbeinu Peretz. What are the other Rishonim? And you could just say they weren't clever enough to think of it, but the other Rishonim probably hold that even the first time you have to check everywhere. The other Rishonim proudly hold that even the first time you have to check everywhere. Even once, if you don't find, you have to check everywhere. And that, therefore, there can be no nafkamina for a mayor because you already checked everywhere. Since the machlokas, we had this on the board once. I put this in many, many shiurim ago. I printed out the board so that you won't accuse me of lying. I put nafkamina. Ra'ach bar nifnas v'chamit b'piv. Do you have to check everywhere or only in mekom shemachnis b'chamit? Meaning the first time. And I didn't quote the Tosfos Parrots here. This is the Rav in the Kosem shop right here. This is Mefurish. Right? Mefurish in the Raivin, in the Kosem shop, meaning on the bottom board. But I would assume the Ran also holds that. That's why he didn't give Tosfos Parrots his answer. I assume either the Ramban holds that or he meant Tosfos Parrots' answer. Right? And we said this might be enough gemina of the Chakir we had in the Mishnah of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Which is, or no, on the Gemara, I mean, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Why do we not always worry that a mouse brought food into a Makom Shein Machnis Bo Chametz? Right? So remember, we had three opinions. Either because in the Sof, or because mice don't go there, so they're not used to eating there, so they don't bring their food there, or they're bringing a little nail, because even if they do bring it there, you won't end up eating it. So I think the assumption of Rabbi Peretz, and that's what I said at the time, this works if the reason for the tour, for the general tour of Muggle, She'ein Machnisen Bo Chametz, is that mice don't go there, I mean, don't bring the food there, or that you won't find it, then this makes more sense. Okay, only check the place where it's likely that he brought it. Only check the places which it's likely you might find it. And then, Rabbi Meir is more machmir. The real Nell is going to be a stretch, and this makes sense if the reason is aim with the self. Why don't you have to check Mokhshay Mechlis Mochamitz? Because in the Dover Sof to assume mice took bread. But over here, when you saw mice took bread, Yesh the Dover Sof. When you see it, you'll search. When you don't see it, you won't search. Right? Yesh the Dover Sof. If the mice, you saw mice taking bread, then you should have to check everywhere equally. Like, it's no question. Is it more likely to put a Mokhshay Mechlis Mochamitz than tells me the parents makes sense? Only search the Mokhshay Mechlis Mochamitz. If it's likely to put it anyway, anywhere, just usually you don't have to be Choshish, meaning in the Dover Sof, and we don't worry that an Achbar talk. Okay, generally you don't discern because in the Dover Sof, we don't worry about an Achbar. But if you see the Achbar, then Yesh the Dover Sof. Whoever sees an Achbar has to search his old house. So it could be totally on this. It could be totally on this Machlokas. Okay. Because Aslinim, because you search your whole house, so you know there's no chametz there. Because the Rabbanan say we trust your search. So if you search your old house, then know there's no chametz. But then you ate matzah for the last 4 days, so obviously it's matzah. That's like if you sweep out the teva, right? Okay. Continuing the Gemara then. Yes.
Is this kikar or
let's say it's Eini Yodua. Does that do anything? Bittel and Chametz Yodua. No, then I think we, laying in that, that's what I thought you meant. We can for sure call it Chametz Eini Yodua. That I think we can be comfortable with. That it's Chametz Eini Yodua. Because you don't know where it is. Okay. let's go on to the Gemara. All bother the Ashkach. What if a mouse brings a loaf of a piece of bread into the house, a cookie into the house, and you search and you find a cookie? But you don't know if it's the same cookie. You can't identify whether it's the same cookie. Or the same scrap of bread, right? Hard to identify scraps of bread. So we say this is a machlokas between Rabbi and Rashbag. Tani Sovisha of Bakever and Nifthusova Tame. If you lost track of where a kever is in your field, the whole field is Tame. Nifthusova Kever, what if you find a kever, but you don't know if it's the same one? Rabbi assumes if you lose something and find something, you assume it's the same thing. Rosh Vagamer, you have to search the whole Sadeh because we don't assume it's the same thing. Call Tarakula, can you assume if you lose something and find something, it's the same thing, or maybe it's a different one? So Rosh Vag says maybe it's a different one, so he's able to search. Rabbi says the same one, so you don't have to search. Okay, let us go on for now. We'll see how much time we have to come back to that. Hineach teisha umatza eser. You leave 9 pieces of bread and you find 10. Plunta de Rebbe Rabbanan, without getting into the details of Tosfos here, were they tied, were they not tied? You leave 9, you find 10. That's machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan. The tani hineach mana umatza masayim chulun meister chenim rabbin zevzed. Rebbe chamer mokol chulin. Right, what does Rebbe say? You leave 100 coins in your wallet that are Meiser Sheni, and you find 200. So Rebbe assumes the 100 is the same and something was added. This is the question. You leave one quantity, find another quantity. Do we, Mechlokas Rebbe Rabbanan, do we assume it's totally new or it's the same one just with adding or subtracting? Rebbe says there was someone added to it, so 100 is Meiser and 100 is Chulin. Why? The original 100 is still Meiser, and the 100 that was added is Chulin because we're all money in the world. 99% of all money in the world is Chulin. The chamer of kol chulin, chamer big kula. It's all chulin. If you used to have 100 and 200, we assume it's a different 200. It's a different 200. Then 99% of all money in the world is chulin. Hineach answer matzatesha hayu seifa. And if you put 9, 10, and found 9, that's exactly the same machlokes in the seifa. They have the same machlokes about addition and subtraction. One could have been machalik, but they happen to have the same machlokes. Tani hineach masayim matzamane. You leave 200, find 100. Mana murach, mana mutal de Rebbe. Just like Rebbe says, 100 to 200 means it's the original, but someone added. 200 to 100 means the original, but someone subtracted. So 100 of the Meiser is still there. Meiser Sheni money, and 100 was gone. The Chamer kol chulin. Chamer say, no, it's a different 100. So since 99% of money in the world is chulin, we assume it is chulin. Okay, here we get into a technical machlokas. Basically, this whole sugya, it seems to all depend on the original Rebbe and Rashbag, except for the fact that they don't say it depends on Rebbe and Rashbag, meaning, what did Rebbe and Rashbag argue? If you lose something and you find something, do you assume it's the same one? So, let's think about it this way. According to, let's go through this. Hineach, which comes first in the Gemara? Hineach, which amatza which? Teisha amatza eser, right? Hineach tes umatza yud. Wein yimadikas chametz. What would Rebbe say? Rebbe would say, we assume it's the same test and someone added. Right? So, why do you have to do bedika? Just because someone added, why would that make you do bedika? Do you have to do bedika if someone added chametz to your house? No. What do you assume? You assume someone had a piece of chametz. They didn't know what to do with it, so they put it with your chametz, so you'll eat it or burn it. What would the chachamim say? The chachamim assumed this is a different 10, right? And the 9 are gone. Sarach livdok l'chabes achar teisha kikaros. You have to search and find the 9 kikaros. Okay. Yeah? Right, but obviously meaning the Chacham assume you have 9 missing kikaros because these 10 are different. So if these 10 are different, where are the 9? You don't know where they are. But what else would the Chacham say? You have to search. Let's say, because there are 9 pieces lost in the house. Okay. Now, how about Hineach Yudim on the test? What's the machlokes? Well, everyone agrees there's at least one piece missing in the house, right? So Rebbe says, Sarach livdok, because there's one piece lost in the house. And the Chachamim say, Sarach livdok, because there's 10 pieces lost in the house. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, what's the nafgamina between Rebbe and the Chacham? Here's the nafgamina. Do you have to do bedika or not? What's the nafgamina between Rebbe and the Chacham? Either way, you have to do bedika. No. Nafgamina is, can you stop when you find 1 or stop when you find 10? But that nafgamina only works lefi Rebbe, not lefi Rashbag. Right? That's the problem. The problem is that Lefi Rebbe Le'el, I don't mean this Rebbe, I mean the other Rebbe, right? You can stop checking, stop searching when you find one. Or for the Chachamim, you can stop searching when you find 10. Okay, then there's an afkamina. But the Firash Bagleel, what's an afkamina? He says no matter what you find, you don't know if it's the same one, you have to keep searching. You have to search the whole house. And you have to search the whole house. Hold on. According to the Rashbag, there's no machlokas. But the Gemara says there is a machlokas. That's the kasha of the Rishonim. What did the Balamor conclude based on this? What's the conclusion of the Balamor? Balamor comes to a conclusion. What? We paskin like Rebbe. And Tosos is close to this, by the way. What does Tosos say? He nich eser matzatation plug Rebbe Rabbanan. The Rebbe latame. Rebbe follows no reasoning. Shkayach the Amor who kept shav and kept shenitzav came in shematza echad ain't zarch livdok. Ulu Rabbanan ad shematza eser kidipirish ha kuntras. Okay, I don't know if the pirish ha kuntras is quite so explicit, but you know, maybe it sounds like that. Zarch chazer after kulan. So what do we see here? Tosas also says you could stop when you get to 10. He just doesn't say this proves a psak. But how do you answer this, right? How do you answer this kasha? So one answer is the Balamor and Tosos. You're right. This is only Aliba de Rebbe Lael. You're right. This doesn't work according to Rashbag. It only works Aliba de Rebbe Lael. The Balamor then concludes, and so we see we pass like Rebbe. Tosos doesn't say, right? Says the Balamor. He says, therefore, proof that we hold like Rebbe Lael. We don't know if we hold like Rebbe the Chachamim in this, but Rebbe Lael. That's one answer. Everyone else tries to find, or maybe, an afkamina, even according to the Rashbag. What does the Rashbag say? The right of the Balamor says that that no, could be a Libid Rashbag, that an Afnami. Ulay Ain Nafkamina, the Ain Machlokas. And what Diog does the Rivid make? He says, who said there's a Machlokas? Maybe we hold like Rashbag. After all, normally, who should we hold like? Rebbe or Rashbag? Well, here it's not. So clear. Fair enough. But truth is it's not a Mishnah, so it's not so clear who we should hold like. Fair enough. Okay. The Rambam's not so clear. Anyway, he says, maybe there's no Nafkamina, there's no machlokas. Who says there's a machlokas? Oh, what do you say there's a machlokas? Didn't the Gemara use the word plukta? So he says, look what the Gemara says. He neach tesu matza yod plukted Rebbe Rabbanan. He neach yodu matza tesha hainu seifa. Hainu seifa, they don't use the word plukta. So everyone else assumes, hainu seifa, continuing the plukta. Plukta and plukta of hainu seifa. He says, no, I mean, is it plukta and plukta hainu seifa? Or plukta and non-plukta hainu seifa? He says, hainu seifa means it's not a plukta. Just as like the seifa, the taka is not a plukta. That's
his bag.
Right, only according to Rashbag. That's what he says. There may or may not be enough communal for Rashbag. Right? Enough communal may be machlokas. Right? Lefi Rashbag. Right? Enoch Hanami. That's right. Ulai. I did write Ulai. Lefi Rashbag. Enoch Kamina. Ve'en Plukta. And the Gemara never used the word Plukta. Of course, it used the Plukta on the Reisha. But he said the Plukta on the Reisha is not going also on the Seifa. Okay, there are many, many other answers in the Rishonim. Basically, what are all the other answers in the Rishonim? Try to say one way or another. They all try to go to our last board and say there's an Afkamina even according to Rashbag. Meaning that Afkamina is according to Rashbag if you don't find 10. The Afkamina is not when do you stop. The Afkamina is What does the Ramban and the Ran say? The Ran say that the Nafkamina Lefi Rashbag is if you don't find 10, but you find one. If you don't find 10, but you find one, right? What are they saying here? Either way, you have to search the whole house. But search the whole house. And if you found one, you were Yotzei. Versus search the whole house, but if you don't find 10, you're not Yotzei. Who cares if you're not Yotzei if you don't find 10? What are you supposed to do? This is reminiscent of the last board. Basically, everything we put on the last board, you can fill in here. So, for example, the Ran says maybe the Nafkamina is that you should, right? And therefore, what? So what? Whatever we have, what do we have on the last board? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban said, the Rabbeinu David, sorry, did I say Ramban? I meant Rabbeinu David. Apologize. Basically, this is the question. Either there's no Nafkamina for Rashbag, so we're only like Rebbe. There's no Nafkamina for Rashbag, there doesn't have to be a Nafkamina. Or find a Nafkamina for Rashbag. What's a Nafkamina for Rashbag? If you search the whole house and didn't find 10, where you don't say. So one possibility is, says Rabbeinu David, Bittel, right? Just like last time. The Nafkamina is that you're Chiyuv of Bittel. Or the Nafkamina is, could be, the Rabbos Bivikos. To search again, which is like the Ramban says, said last time, or the Ran suggested, the Nafkamina is like he said last time, right? She Yimsa Bitochachag. Or I don't know what else is on our board of Nafkaminas. Could be to search Eli Vitatoi, right? Joseph Reader parents could always say that. Et cetera. Those are the basic answers, right? Or you could say Livdok Chorim El Yomim Vitachtonim. Basically, the Nafkamina is that if you find one but not 10, is it Ol Badak V'Ashkach or Ol Badak V'Lo Ashkach? Right? If you found one, this is called Ol Badak V'Ashkach. Or is it called Ol Badak V'Lo Ashkach? Okay. Weiter, continuing the Gemara then. Going on to Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, and yet with Zavah Zuvanim, Matzah with Zavah Sacheris. You leave it in one corner and you find it in another corner. Plutted Rashbag V'Rabbanan. Ditanya. Kardim shav rabbis, you lose your shovel in the house. Habayis tame shani omer adam tame nichlas shamanatlo. Basically, maybe this only happens to me. You put something down and you find it someplace else where you don't remember putting it. So the chachamim say that your whole house is tame because someone must have come in and moved it. A stam person who came in and moved it were choshesh is tame. Certainly, someone who would come to your house and move things without permission is not a big tame chacham. And not a big tzaddik where choshes is tummy. Therefore, you will ask tummy. Respond more by his torch. Any omer shil acher shachach choshenal bizav zebe yichlo bizav is ha acheres v'shachach. Right. So if you lost your card, I'm sorry, you lost your shovel, don't find it. The chacham say a tummy person must have stolen it. The whole house tummy. Respond says, you must have lent it to someone or just put it in a different place and forgotten. Zav is mind the harshmei. Who's talking about different places? The remechtor of chitani kardim shav bais habayis tami shani yomer odim tami nechlo shav natlo o shenichum zav zuv mitzav zav zacheres habayis tami shani yomer odim tami nechlo shav natlo mizav zuv nechum zav zacheres reshbag or bais tar shani yomer shilo lacher v'shachach o shenot mizav zuv nechum zav zuv v'shachach. Okay, the examples are not so important. The principle is if it's either gone or in the wrong place, the chacham assumes a stranger came in your house is tami. Reshbag assumes you were just absent-minded. You lent it to someone and forgot, or you picked it up, used it, or did something with it, moved it to another place for some reason and forgot. You're absent-minded. Rashbag assumes absent-mindedness, and the Chachamim assume foul play.
Can you say this
the same thing as something?
How's the fake
Seika?
Something if somebody else came in dead, and
Suffolk, interesting.
You moved to absent-mindedness, you didn't realize, or
That is an interesting question. The answer is, the answer is maybe, but you could say, hey, you could say to the Chachamim, it's not a Sveik-Sveika. For sure someone else came, because they trust your memory. So you definitely didn't move it. Could be the Chachamim only trust your memory 100%, right? So you definitely didn't move it. So therefore, it's not necessarily the same. Okay, here we have another problem, which is, what does any of this have to do with Bdikas Chametz? We don't care if tummy people came into your house. We only care if there's missing bread. You left bread in one corner, you find bread in another corner. And obviously the key says you don't recognize the exact same piece of bread. There's no simon on it. So let's see what's going on here. Right? Hiniach v'zavis zu, domatza v'zavis acheres. What are the Chachamims? What does Rashbag assume? Rashbag assumes you must have moved it and forgotten, right? What does Rashbag assume? That you moved it and forgot. And therefore, you're potter. You don't have to do bedika. You moved it and forgot. There's one piece. There's still one piece. What's the problem? What do the Chachamim assume? Chacham assume, no, they trust your memory. You didn't move it. If you didn't move it, who did? You ask all your kids, they didn't move it. A mouse must have moved it. He assumes a mouse took it. And therefore, if a mouse took it, you're chayav livdok, because there is a piece lost in the house. Of course, what's the problem here? The problem here is that there is a piece lost in the house, but, Feivel? But you found it. This goes back to Rebbe Nechachamim, right? Rebbe Rashbag, sorry, Kevash Nimtza, right? Kevash Avadu, Kevash Nimtza. So what do we say? We say this is Micha Lefi Rebbe. The Kevash Avad, Lo Zehu Kevash Nimtza. But it's Kasha Lefi Rashbag. Shahare, Kikar Sha'avad, who Kikar Shanimsa. According to the Rashbag, what? Yes. Sorry, that's what makes the question, right? And what's the tricky part? The tricky part is that here is the people who argue on Rashbag. And they don't work for the person who argues on Rashbag, right? If I wrote it, it wouldn't have been a problem. Thank you. So here we have a bit of a problem, which is, according to Rebbe, what could possibly be the problem? Not in the original Tum of the Tara case. In the Tum of the Tara case, we know it's the same shovel. We just don't know if a tummy person moved it or not. But in Chametz, if it's the same piece of bread, then you're putter from Bedika. Basically, even according to the Chachamim, the mouse took it. It's all but the Ashkach. The mouse took it and you found one. If you found one, that should be fine according to Rebbe. So isn't this a proof that we hold like Rashbag? So what do we do according to Rebbe? Tosos gives, the Chiddush Aran actually says, you want to know what the Chiddush Aran says? Says the Chiddush Aran, what are the answers? The opposite of the Balamor. Says the Chiddush Aran, okay. Mochiach Mikan the Kaimalon Rashbag Le'el. Okay, you're right. This proves that we don't hold like Rebbe. The Balamor thought the other one proves we do hold like Rebbe. The Chizuran thinks this proves that we don't hold like Rebbe. In one day. Right? He also knows there's ways out of it. But Tosus gives two answers. What are Tosus' two answers? Either, what does Tosus say here? Says Tosus to Masli Niyach. The last little Rabbanan, who sha'avad, who sha'nimtza, ella k'rashbag, all these tanaim hold like Rashbag. Again, it's the same Tosa by this Balamor. He didn't say we pass that way, he just says these chacham holds. Says it. No. These tanaim all hold like Rashbag. Okay, these are two similar things. we're saying is, you're right, this only works for Rashbag, it doesn't work for Rebbe. Just, does that say this proves we hold like Rashbag? We don't, these times don't hold like Rashbag, we're just thinking out loud. Okay, and then Tos gives another answer. Inami, I'll see if you look at Rebbe. Or says Tosos and many other Rishonim. The Ragan also says it's Dechia, etc. No, he makes an Okimta. What's the Okimta? You don't know how many pieces there were. Meaning, you don't know if you found the same number of pieces as there used to be, right? So, it's not like you found it. You don't know. You might not have found it. You don't know how many pieces they were. And therefore, maybe more pieces were lost than found. Obviously, there's no machlokas Rebbe and Rashbag. If I mouth more than three pieces and I find two pieces, obviously I still have to search. Because even if it's the same two pieces, I'm missing the third. So here I had a whole pile of chametz, and I find a pile of chametz, but I'm not sure it's as big. So maybe there were 10 pieces, and now I only found 8 pieces. So obviously, l'kuli alma, even if you take kevesh ha'avad and kevesh ha'nimtza, if I lost 10 and found 8, I still have to search for another 2. Okay, the tricky part here is the Rambam, and the Rambam is very tricky. The Rambam is so tricky, I don't really know if I have shot in the Rambam. Meaning, I have so many shots in the Rambam, because I don't know if any of them, I'm confident, are true. So I hope you have shot in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says very innocently, who does the Rambam paskin like in Rebbe versus Rashbag above, in Kevesh Avadu Kevesh Nitzah, called Al Badak V'Ashkach, Perik Beis Halachiyot Aleph, he says, Perik Beis Halachiyot Aleph, Al Sheyoda Shenichnas La'achad Mehen, V'nichnas Achor V'Badak, V'lo Matzaklom, O Badak Matzakikar, you know it went in, and you search and find a kikar. That ain't search with the pamshniya. You don't have to search again. Meaning he paskins like Rebbe. What's the problem with the Rambam? The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam pasak ke Rebbe le'el kikar she'avad hu kikar she'nimsa. Or let's just say what he says. Not in my words. Say it in more words. All Badak the Ashkach is Potter. But how does he pass by this office in Beis Yud Beis? He near Chavis Bava Zum Sol Bava Zavis Achere Acher Dat Sarach Livdok. Like the Chachamim, this is Beis Yud Aleph. But in Beis Yud Beis, Pasach Ke Chachamim Kan. In he near Bizavis Zum. Umatza bezavis acher. Tzarech livdok. Now the Rambam's in trouble. You can't say this is only Aliba derashbag because we pass him like Rashbag. Or there's only Aliba derashbag and we don't pass him like him. Because the Rambam's writing to say for psak. For psak halachi pass him like Rebbe kikar she'avadu kikar she'nimtza. Al badak be'ashkach butter. But for psak halacha, he also paskins that if you leave it in one corner, find another corner, you're chayv livdok. And that's a stira. Right? It's a stira. If you see the mouse going in, and you find one piece, that's okay. But if you see a piece is missing from this corner, and you find it in another corner, it's not okay. Like, why would that be worse? I don't know, you think it would be better, but it's certainly not worse. If I see a mouse going in, any piece I find, I assume is the right piece, and I'm zilti. If I leave a piece on the table, and I find it on the chair, I assume it wasn't the right piece, and I'm not yilti. Why not? There's a rule. Kevesh Avadu, Kevesh Nimtza. I found a piece. This Rambam's a big stira. The Mishnah Melech gives the sort of obvious answer you would give if you wanted to say things that are dachuk in the Lashon of the Rambam, right? Meaning, what's the first thing everyone does for a Rambam? Almost every stira in the Rambam is really stira in the Gemara, right? I mean, I'll give you a little secret. Why do briskers love the Rambam so much? Because there's lots of Gemaras that are so each other. But Tosos already answered all of them with dachuk answers. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, I have a better answer than Tosos, little chutzpahdik. So what do? You say, Zestirot, this Gemara, and Novar, Zayin, Gemara, and Chulit. Tosos gives this answer. He thinks, Okemta, this, that. But the Rambam brings both Gemaras down and doesn't make it Okemta. So the Rambam's a real stira, and you have to say, love this. Okay, that's what many Reb Chaims are like that. So the meaning, if he was a professor, he would just say Tosfos is wrong. This is the answer to the Stira in the Sukkis. Okay, but since he's very far from a professor, so instead he says Avada Tosfos is right for Tosfos, but the Rambam just pulled both Gemaras and gets it back to square one. So now we get to say what we want. So that's what happens to the Rambam here. It's a Stira in the Gemara. What's a Stira in the Gemara? Stira in the Gemara that there are two datas, both of which we might very well paskin like. And they don't jive with each other. And the Rishonim all came up with answers. So what do you say? One answer is, we paskin like Rashbag. No, we can't paskin like Rebbe. The other is, this whole discussion is only a libud to Rashbag. No, because the Rambam's writing the Halacha, a libud to Rebbe. So that's the only answer left. Make it okay that you didn't know how many pieces you lost. Okay, what's the lashon? Ki niach hachametz b'zavas zo u'metsa'o b'zavas acheres. You and I would have said you left the chametz in this corner and you found it in another corner. If you leave it and found it, l'chori you leave and find the same thing. It says in the Mishnah Melech, he has no choice. He went through all the Rishonim. There's only one answer that's going to work for the Rambam. If you're not willing to say something totally different, which I'm not criticizing, I understand why he's not willing to say anything totally different, because everything totally different is going to be dachuk. Unless I'm hoping you guys have an answer that's not dachuk. So what does the Mishnah Melech say? It's too small print for me to read, so you'll trust me. That he says, v'dad l'svaris balamor, okay, which he already explained earlier, that the Rambam holds like, tzarech lomer d'mayim v'kiyon she'en yodea kama kikaros ha'in diach, v'tzarech b'diga shemel amatza kulam, t'ilo tema ha'gitech tekshi, because we already passed like Rebbe. Okay. Says the Mishnah Melech, he says, okay, according to the Balamor, pass like the Rabbanan. Okay, Rambam also pass like the Rabbanan, right? That's what he's getting with the Rambam. What? How do you answer the Rambam? One answer is, how do you answer the Rambam? Answers, A is what the Mishnah Melech says. He says, right there, you don't know how many pieces you left, but it's very difficult for the Rambam. You think the Rambam should have to say so, right? If you want to make Okimtas and Gemara, maybe. But that's what I was going to say. If you want to make Okimtas and the Gemara, you can say, oh, it didn't give you Okimtas, it's talking about a specific case. But you're not allowed to do it in the Rambam. The Rambam should say he's talking about the case. Sounds to me like it's the same amount you found. Okay, but maybe you can say no. You left Chametz, unknown Chametz, you found unknown Chametz. Maybe it would work. Let's just think about this for a second. The truth is, maybe it's not so crazy. Hard to tell. Because until now, we were talking about mice. Right? Mice only take one piece. Right? So if you find one piece, you found one piece. Now we're talking about leaving chametz. Maybe chametz means an unknown number of pieces. Maybe it's not so dachuk. Saying the Rambam, since this is the first case that's not about mice, right? No, there's also a niyatesha, lots of eser. There you have a clear number. The first case that's not about mice and doesn't say the number. With mice, it's obviously one. Mouse has one mouth. When it says 9 or 10, it's 9 or 10. This is the first time it's a person leaving it, a person leaving it, not a mouse, and he doesn't say the number. So maybe it means an unknown number. Could be. I would have liked the Rambam to specify. But that's what the Mishnah Melech answers. Anyone think of a different answer for the Rambam? I have a whole list of answers for the Rambam. Each of them have their difficulties. I could probably fool you into making them all sound good. But when you bring it back to the Gemara, instead of they all get stuck. Anyone have another shot on the Rambam?
I mean, two different mice?
Yeah, that one mouse took that one, and then a different mouse or person left the other one. Correct. But why are we supposed to the same thing in old bother? Ashkach, a mouse brings in one piece, I found a piece, maybe that's for a different mouse. Meaning, you have to be consistent. If this could be a different mouse, that could be a different mouse.
They say
it's more of a reyesa. The Magen Avraham says it's more of a reyesa when it's missing from where you put it.
Yeah.
Did you look at the achrono in that Magen Avraham? Yeah, all the achronim say, we don't know what I don't understand what he means. There's more of a reyesa when it's not in the same place than when a mouse brought it in. But why is there more of a reyesa when it's not in the same place? Like, what could possibly have happened when it's not in the same place? A mouse took it. Then why is that more of a reyesa than seeing a mouse bring it in? Adrabba, we all know it's less of a reyesa. If it's in this place than in that place, maybe it got kicked somehow. It's not the same as a mice brought it in, and now I don't know. You know, I don't. Okay, but I just don't understand what the money upfront means. And I looked in the Chag Yaakov, and it's not to the Chag Yaakov. All the Achronim there say they don't understand what the money upfront means. So only quote me Magen Avraham's if you think you know what they mean. Maybe I just don't know what it means. Okay, I'll give you two suggestions. One suggestion is based on Tosos a little later. It's not an idea that I thought of, but says the Rambam Halachah Yud Aleph when he passed in like Rebbe, the nichnas achra of Ubadak. You came in after the mouse and searched. I mean, you came. Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to love that either. Okay. The only way I have to possibly answer this is a radical chiddush that I found Rav Rabinovich says in the Yad Pshuta. Rabinovich, the, you know, he passed away recently this year. The Rosh Yeshiva of Malay Dumim, he was the Zakan Rosh Yeshivas of the Tzioni world before he passed away. I'm not quite sure that's a shout-out just because you're older than the other Rosh Yeshiva doesn't mean anything. But he deserved to be called the Zakan Rosh Yeshiva. So Rav Rabinovich, he says in the Abshuta, he wants to make a wild diuk in the Rambam. A wild diuk in the Rambam. If you look at Halacha Yud Aleph, what did the Rambam say? All Ashkachu Badak, or in the Rambam's words, Yoda Shenichlas Le'echad Mehem, all. Badak, Nichlas Achor Badak, V'Ashkach, Motza Kikar, dot. Ein Tzorech Livdo Pam Shnia. You don't have to search again. You don't have to search a second time. Because there's no kavua. What do you mean you don't have to search a second time? What should the Rambam have said? If you search and you find a piece, you don't have to finish your bedika. You can stop in the middle, right? That was the whole point. Right? Oh, but if you assume it's the same piece, you don't have to search the whole field. That's what Rebbe said about the field. So he wants to make a big chiddush. No. Once you know there's chametz in your house, you have a chiyuv bedika. Once you know there's chametz in the house, you always have a chiyuv bedika on the whole house. The only question is, do you have to search again? What do you mean you have to search again? Maybe this is reminiscent of Tosfos in Paris. Do you have to search even the Chori Elyonim, the Tachtonim? So he says a big chiddush in the Rambam. When we paskin like Rebbe that all badak for ashkach is potter, it doesn't mean you can stop in the middle of the bedika. It means you have to finish your bedika. You just don't have to do another more thorough bedika. Okay, that's a big chiddush. That is not exactly parallel to Rebbe's case. Why is that exactly parallel to Rebbe's case? Because in Rebbe's case, there's no mitzvah darabanan of bedika sados. So if you find something, you found it. Over here, there's a mitzvah darabanan of bedika chametz. Once you have mitzvah bedika chametz, you have to do the mitzvah bedika chametz. The only enough mean is, after your bedika, you have to do more bedika. Big chiddush. But that's his diuk in the Rambam. These are the two good answers that I know. Says the Yad Pshuta. The Yad Pshuta is Rav Rabinovich. He says, big chiddush. He says that you always need to do one basic bedika. Why? Unlike the field. In the field, Rebbe says, if you find a grave, stop. Rashbag says, if you find a grave, keep searching. But that's because there's no chiyuv bedika. Over here, there's a chiyuv bedika. Everyone agrees you have to do a bedika. The question is, you then have to search thoroughly, more thoroughly, and search on top holes and the high up crevices and the bottom crevices, etc. And that's where Rebbe says, if you find one, once you did a bedika, you don't see it. You still have to finish your bedika. And then it's not a stira. If he passed like Rebbe, you're a potter after you did one bedika. You don't have to do more thorough bedika. But you still have to do one bedika. So if you leave something in one corner and you find it in another corner, you still have to do one bedika. Even though al badek ashkach, you still have to do one bedika. It's the chi bedika once there's chametz loose in your house. Again, Rashbag would have said there is never chametz loose in your house. It's considered in the same place. Okay, that's a big chiddush of the Abshuta. The Abshuta giving riot to himself, although there's not with no skin, was in halacha ches. In halacha ches, the Rambam says, for some reason, which is a little unclear, unless you say like Rav Rabinovich, he sort of repeats this scenario twice. In Per Beis halacha ches, he says, if you find an achbar going in and you find crumbs, you still assume that crumbs is not this piece and you have to search. And therefore, he says, if you find the same piece of bread he brought in, you don't have to do bedika. Why do you say the same piece of bread? why didn't he say, if you find a piece of bread? So you could say lav dafka, or the nosekim, there are all kinds of reasons. But you could say, no, if you find the same piece of bread, then you're potter from Dika Lamafreya Lagamre, you can stop searching. But if you find a piece of bread, even though we hold like Rebbe, you still have to finish one ma'isa b'dika. That's a big finish of Rav Rabinovich. But it's if you either that or the Mishle Melech in order to answer the stira in the Rambam. That's what he says. If you don't find anything in Ches, you have to search the whole house. But if you find this piece, you don't have to search the house. Okay, so that's the Yamshuta says, big finish. That when the Rambam says in Beis Yud Aleph, all bother to Ashkach is putter, he means literally, Eino Tzarech Livdo Pam Shnia. But you still have to finish Pam Rishona. Because once there's chomix loose in your house, even though we assume it's probably the same one, since we're not sure if it's the same one or not, the chiyuv b'dika is still in effect. So the formal chiyuv ma'isa b'dika. Okay, really? So two answers to the stira. One answer is, give me a second. Again, the stira is, how come if you find the mouse comes in, if you find a piece, you're putter? But if a piece goes from the table to the chair, you're chayev. One answer is, if a piece goes from the table to the chair, you're also putter. But if you don't want pieces on the table and only an unknown number of pieces on the chair, you're chayev and make it okay. Or you say, no, you misunderstood the Rambam. Even if the mouse comes in, you find a piece, you're not putter. You can't stop in the middle of the bedika. You just don't have to do more thorough bedika. But you still have to finish basic bedika, because once the chayev bedika is chal, it's chal. As long as there might still be something there, even if you assume it's okay. Big finish. Yes,
Rebbe, can I ask a question? Isn't there a simpler explanation? Like if you leave it, if you did bedika and you left chametz in one corner, there's no plausible reason to assume that it would get to another corner unless you didn't do the bedika correctly in the first place.
No, a mouse.
It's not like a mouse that you saw the mouse go in. I mean, here, there's no reason to assume that.
But why isn't the plausible reason that it's the same piece? So there is a plausible reason that it's the same piece. You're trying to take the Mishnah Melech from Halacha Ches and apply it to Halacha Yabez. It's not going to work.
Your plot
will not succeed.
How does a piece of bread walk from one place to another?
I don't know. It got knocked over by someone. Someone kicked it. A mouse dragged it and then heard footsteps and ran over, left it and ran away. You never know what can happen.
You didn't see the mouse, though. You know, it's like the rub.
You're saying is that it's worse to find in another corner, because if you didn't see a mouse, it might have been you just were so sloppy that you didn't notice the piece in the other corner and your whole bedika was buffed. Maybe that's the money I brought. It's okay, maybe. Yes. We'll leave it as a maybe, but it seems like a stretch to me. Common sense, I wouldn't have said that. Okay, so Feigl says he saw someplace that Rabbi Yashiv said something like this, that since you didn't see how it moved, unlike the mouse, it's worse because you're choshesh for all kinds of scenarios and you never know what could have happened. Okay, so that's similar to you. Okay, great, I'll give it to you. Third shot, we'll give it to Joel before Rabbi Yashiv because, you know, you're the same generation, more or less. First, said Joel, not Joel Rich, but Joel Silver. He says that, and maybe this is not the Magen Avraham meant. All right, I'll pee Magen Avraham. He says it's a reisa. What do I mean by it's a reisa? Obviously, I can't fit it all on the board. What I mean is that once you don't know how to move from one place to the other, you're choshesh that all kinds of untoward things happen. Who knows who is going through with what party and what might have happened? So your whole house is really like the Amaretz, right? Like the Kardim. Who knows what tummy things happen in your house and your whole house? You never know who touched what. Okay.
Isn't that similar to what the Rav said by Sveik on the other sense, that you don't have to come up with impossible possibilities.
Okay, maybe. Okay. Sure. Okay, let's go back to a little more bullseye. Continuing. The Amarava. Achbar nechlas v'kikar b'fiv nechlas achbar also be ruin. You chase the achbar and you find crumbs. Search b'dik, you still have to check. Neisha ein darkers l'achbar l'farim, because the achbar doesn't leave crumbs. And therefore, these crumbs must be something else. That's unlikely, but the only possibility, right? Sherlock Holmes says, however unlikely it is, if you've eliminated the other possibilities, these crumbs must be from someplace else, because achbars don't leave crumbs. Therefore, you have to check. Okay. Or some people say it means achbars, even if they leave crumbs, they also take other places, might you have to check. But if it's a little kid, we all know kids leave crumbs. Those who have kids understand. You assume that kikar sha'avadu kikar sha'nimsa, this is the same one, and because kids like to crumble things up and leave them all over the place, because that's how kids are. They're not as smart as mice, or at the very least, not as not as responsible as mice. Okay, this also gets a little tricky. Everyone asks, how come by the tinok you assume kever sha'avadu kever sha'nimsa? That's only true according to Rebbe. What do you do according to Rashbag? So, okay, Tosos has an answer here. Tosos says, and all the other shows say, no, here's where you chase them right away. When you chase them right away, everyone admits it's the same one, if possible. And Rabbi Nadavid has another answer. He says, no, when it's crumbs, it's obvious that it's the same one, because kids like to crumble things up, so it's more likely to be crumbled. There's a machlokas here we're not going to get into. Tosos and all the Rishonim assume you found crumbs the size of the whole piece. And that's why you're mako by a tinok. The Meiri and the Rimilunil assume you even only found crumbs the size of part of the piece. But you assume that what tinoks do is they eat it and leave crumbs. And whatever is not in the crumbs, they must have eaten, because usually they eat it all and leave crumbs. Wherever there's crumbs, tinokos don't store things for later. They eat, and when you see crumbs, you know they ate the rest. Okay, halachalamaisu, we passing against the Meiri that only can find crumbs the size of the whole thing. By Rafa, here we get the weird ones. Achor nechnas b'kikar b'fiv, achor yotzi b'kikar b'fiv. Right? You see a mouse bringing bread in, a mouse bringing bread out. Do you assume it's the same one or not? A white mouse goes in, a black mouse goes out. Is this for sure a different piece of bread and you still have to search for the white mouse's bread? Or no, the black mouse must have stolen it from the white mouse. If you assume mice don't steal from each other, why? Because they're all the same size. So how would one overpower the other? Let's call the cholder a rat for now. An achor comes out with bread and the cholder comes out with bread. Do we say now for sure you can be makel because a rat is so much bigger, it overpowered the mouse and took the bread, it's the same bread and you're putter? Or no? Rats like eating mice more than they like eating bread. If it overpowered the mouse, it would have had the mouse in its mouth. Okay, what if an achor goes in with the kikar, a rat comes out with the mouse, and a bread in its mouth? Do you say, well, it's the same bread, or in the second hand? No. If it's the same bread, it would have been in the mouth. He would have just hopped the mouse, and the bread would have been in the mouse's mouth. Or going back to the first hand, no, maybe he scared the mouse. The mouse dropped the bread, then he hopped the mouse, and he also hopped the bread, and your putter, these are all left bit taken. Now we get to some completely unrelated bias. By Rava. Kikar bishmei koratz or tzilun lirido ein tzorach. How much limitakin? If you have vadai kikar, this old vadai, nothing of the previous ones. You have a vadai piece of bread in the rafters of the roof, in the roof beams. Do you have, were they made triach you to get a ladder or not? What's the suffix? Mi amrin kule hadlo drucho rabbanik, hebe lo nachni nafshe, lo asi lo mechle, o dilma zim ne denofo, lo asi le mechle. Do we say they were made triach you to get a ladder? Interesting. Look at all the church we do in cleaning for Pesach. No, maybe even by Vaday comments, maybe they weren't matriach you to get a ladder. Kal Shekain, all the things we do, right? Or maybe, no, by Vaday comments, maybe they were. What's the Tut Stadim? Maybe you won't eat it. If you need a ladder, what are the odds you'll climb up on a ladder during Pesach and eat it? So they weren't matriach you. Again, if it was easy, this is only a question of Tircha. Maybe they weren't matriach you where there's not a Shashem Yavalachlo. Or maybe there is a chashem yavlochlo because it could fall. Okay, that's the question. Tircha, your putter, unless there's a chash amiti of shem yavlochlo. The question is, where do you draw the line? On the one hand, you won't go up to the roof, rafters, the roof beams. On the other hand, it might fall. Okay, next. And if you say here there are machmer because it's a chash amiti, it's a real chash of shem yavlochlo because it might fall. How about kikar b'mor? What if it's in the bottom of a pit? It can't fall from a pit. That would be against gravity. Right, it can't come out of the pit on its own. Sarah Solo, do you have to make a tree for yourself to get a ladder to bring it off away? Sarah, it can't go up from the pit, that's against gravity. Maybe you'll go down to the pit to do something for some need of yours and you'll come to eat it. Okay, all questions. When is there a serious chashem yavla achlo that would be mechayiv on tircha? Okay, do we are we Rabbi, do we suspect you'll go down to the board and pay stuff or not? Okay, we don't know the answer. That last one, okay, this Intim Tzlomer is controversial, whether it's in the Gersa, but we don't have time to get into it now. How about if that's just Tirchet's money? You have a snake in your house holding a piece of bread. You can't take it away from the snake. He'll bite you and you'll die. You need a snake charmer to get it out of the snake. Do you have to hire and pay a chover, like the chover in the Chumash, a snake charmer? Do you have to hire a snake charmer, not a chover like Talmud Chacham, or not? Whether the Rabbanim mechayev you to spend money or not, take you. And here, the Rishonim has one kashya. If you give me 2 minutes, we'll just do one kashya. Rishonim, oh, can I take a picture of this? Oh, no. What is it supposed to say? I'm so sorry. I hope you'll forgive me. Tess, Bumatza Yod. Okay. What? Oh, did I lose Rebbe? Rebbe says, Ein Sarach Livdo. Thank you. Okay, I apologize to everyone for taking more than a minute of your time. I'll make it up to you by not giving shiur for the next 3 weeks. I'm so generous. It's a very annoying glare. Someday we got to figure out how to get rid of this glare. Okay, but this is the best we're going to do today. Okay, Rabosai, very quickly. What's the famous Peter Tosfos asks? Are you trying to spend money on Bedikas Chametz? Right? Do you have to spend money on Bedikas Chametz? Right? Hotsa'as mamon al Bedikas Chametz. What's the problem? The problem is that on Daf Yud Amud Beis, we say it's a take. But on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, what do we say?
Nicha.
Nichale. Likiyume. Mitzvah in Mamone. It's Nichole. So, is it Nichole? If it's Nichole, then it's a good thing. Is it okay? Do people willing to spend money? Is it okay to spend money because of money? So, we're not sure if they're Matriachi. What is Tosu's answer? Exactly. Here it's a Vade, it's a Suffolk. What do you mean Vade? It's a dirty house. Says Tosu's. Right here, he says it depends. This is a safek chiyuv because shema yochlena. Maybe the mouse will eat it, or yotziana, or the mouse will leave the house and take it out. And this is a vaday chiyuv. On a vaday chiyuv, for sure, have to spend money. On a safek chiyuv, it's a teku. Okay, what does the marim chalava and the meiri say? Says the marim chalava and the meiri, they say no. Who are you hiring? So do we need to hire a teenager? How much do you pay the teenager? 20 shekel. You think you're going to get a snake charmer? Anyone ever hire a snake? Sometimes people nowadays in Israel, they have snakes. They have to hire a professional. It costs a lot of money. It costs you 300 shekel. So that's very easy. This is a hotsal mu'etes. You're paying a teenager to do bedika. Everyone wants to spend a little money for it. It's expensive. You have to pay a fancy professional. You can charge you 300 shekel. This is a hotsal merubah. It's a chaver. These guys charge a lot of money, snake charmers. It's a profession. The another shot, the Maram Chalava says, in his second shot, not maybe quite as exciting, says the more technical. I mean, these are all technical. He says, this case is, it's only kikar echad. For one loaf of bread, that's a teku. This is the whole house. For the whole house, this is more similar to this, right? Similar. It's like more of a chiyuv. For one piece, we're not sure, but for a whole house, we're sure. Another answer could be, let's just give three more answers, says the Alpi, the Ramban, Huva Rishon Le'el. Anyone remember what the Ramban Shita? And Avdal and Beis, all the Rishon and the Meiri and the Ramban, and the Ravina Dabra and the Ritva and the Ramban, the Ramban. What of Kintah did he make in Avdal? What does it mean you have to spend money? Exactly. Here, you get reimbursed. So really, you're not spending money. You're just laying out money. Here, you're actually losing money. To get reimbursed, you don't mind laying out money and getting reimbursed. And last two pshatim are Rabbeinu David. Says Rabbeinu David, he says there's a difference. Here, you have to spend money. It's a teku. Do you have to spend money? The Chacham don't want to make you have to spend money. But what happens over here? You could do it yourself. Even in a muckle where everyone pays people, you could do it yourself. And you choose to spend money. Doesn't everyone know the difference? Like the rich people who pay someone to do everything because they're lazy. Of course they don't mind spending money on things. That's their lifestyle. But if you tell someone, if I tell everyone you must spend money on this mitzvah, no, that's a teiku. How do we know there are poor Jews who don't have enough money? But if I tell someone, you could do it yourself. But if you want to spend money, spend money. Then, they did it themselves, then they didn't want to spend money. And if they chose to spend money, they could have done it themselves. Chacham don't feel bad for you. Of course you have to do it yourself. And if you're rich and lazy, you'll spend money. That's what rich and lazy people do for everything else. You have a maid come clean your house, so you can have a maid come do bedikas chametz. But over here, you have to spend money because you're not a snake charmer. That further abundant didn't go. And we'll just mention one last shot, which was the Tosos Shantz and the Maram Chalama's third shot. He has three shots in, that's where he's here three times. He says, really? Maybe it's not so nichole. He says, what's the point here? The point is here that maybe you're not chayav to spend money. But what do we mean here? We mean it's not a mekach tos. All we meant there is that it's not a mekach tos. We don't mean lechatchila. Lechatchila. We don't make you spend money. Lechatchila don't make you spend money, but if you did, it's not a mekach tos. What do they mean by this? What they might mean by this is maybe it's a suffix. Maybe we're not mechayiv to spend money. Maybe it's worth spending money, maybe not. So, mesubah b'the chomer mechayiv you, but if you already spent the money, you can't claim mekach tos because like it's not annoying enough that it would ruin the transaction. Let's say that. It's not annoying enough to make the transaction, right? That, let's say a little better, maybe you didn't want to spend money, but it's not so bad that it makes a mekach tos. Okay, so there are a lot of technical answers. I just want to end with one thing. If you ask me here, I don't want to say something bold or show some answers. I would have given a much, much more passionate answer to the Rishonim's question. I would have given a much more passionate answer to Rishonim's question. And maybe that's really what they mean by the mekach tos. It's not really a stira. Here's what the Chacham Matriach or the Chacham Mechayiv to spend money. There's a question of, do you mind spending money? It could be that Jews are very holy. Jews don't mind spending money in mitzvos. Nichali, it's nicha for me to spend money in a mitzvos. It's nicha, I'm so from it, it's nicha for me to spend all my money on mitzvos. You ever met those like flipped out shut of bed guys who would love to spend all their money in mitzvos? That doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing to do. Doesn't mean the Chacham Mechayiv them. Just because you're so from it, you would love to spend money on mitzvos, doesn't mean the Rabbanim want you to spend all your money. Maybe the Rabbanim are more careful about your money than you are. Okay, maybe that's another answer. Maybe you could stick that into Tosos Shantz. So it means, but maybe you could just say, no, you would be willing to spend money if you just come eat. But the Chachamim are more careful than you are. They're a Chassam Amon and Shal Yisrael, and we're mesupik whether they would make you spend money. Even though you'd be happy to spend it. But we're mesupik whether they'll make you spend money even when you're happy to spend it, because maybe they have to be very careful with Amon and Shal Yisrael, even if the Jews themselves are so from that they're not capable of being careful because they love mitzvahs and love Hashem so much. Okay, I think that would be an interesting Ashtafi point. I can't prove that it's true because there's so many other answers in the Rishonim that there are lots of other ways to answer this question. But that's what, if you would have asked me, I would have said, no, Kasha, Jews love spending money in mitzvahs because they are so in love with Hashem. But the Chacham sit back and say, but be a little careful, save your money for a rainy day. You might need it for something else. And therefore, we're Masufik, they'd be a tree if you just spend money. Okay, Hadron Allah, the second Mishnah of Masechet Pesachim, will continue with Hashem with the next Mishnah. After Pesach, the first shiur will Seder will start. Zman will start Tuesday after Pesach. The first shiur will be the third day after Pesach. Okay, wishing everyone a Chag Kosher Sameach. Hopefully, it's a different Chag of Pesach for learning Masechet Pesachim than if we're not. We should all hear Besoros Tovos. The country should hear Besoros Tovos. We should come back. Everyone healthy and hopefully not only a little more free in the philosophy of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also in the gashmi of what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do, and maybe not gonna. All right, Chag Sameach, everybody. Yes,
all right. Thank you.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach lechulam.